All right, we're back. Any questions, comments, or observations? Yes. Good question. The question is, how do I stop myself from thinking negative thoughts or doubting, or when I'm pulled toward thinking about that can't work, how is this going to work, and start doubting? Well, the answer is you need to get the ball of energy, the positive ball of energy, bigger than the negative ball of energy that you've been establishing your whole life. And that's pretty huge at this point. How do you do that? At the end of this entire weekend, and for those of you listening to the CDs, after you listen to the CDs, you're going to be at a conscious competence level. You're going to be consciously aware of the techniques and consciously aware of how you have to think and how you have to apply these procedures. For those who are here, you're all going to get these CDs. And so for everyone listening to the CDs and the people that are here, the first thing you need to do is listen to these CDs over and over and over again, virtually every day. Listen to some of the CDs. If you're in your car, listen to the CDs. Listen to them over and over again. And you're going to be doing some other things I'm going to be sharing with you. But there's going to be a series of steps that you can be doing that will cause you to focus on these techniques. That will cause you to be thinking the right thoughts. And by law of attraction, when you're thinking the right thoughts, that process of thinking, remember, when you think, whatever you think about, your brain is then transmitting a frequency. Every thought that you have is your brain transmitting a frequency. So every time you think a thought, your brain transmits a frequency. The more intensity that you put into that thought, and the more power you put into that thought, and let's define, what is intensity and what is power? It is when that thought is large, when there's a lot of emotion attached to that thought. Now, if that emotion is hate, anger, or if that emotion is excitement, thrill, whether it's a good emotion or a bad emotion, the more emotion that's attached to the thought, that is what is increasing power and increasing intensity. The longer you think about it, that is the duration. But every time you think a thought, it puts out a vibration. Your brain is transmitting a vibration. And every time your brain transmits a vibration, it is attracting first other like-minded thoughts. So the more you listen to these CDs, and I'm going to give you a whole list of things to do, you're going to start attracting the right thoughts, and then your positive ball of energy is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you will see yourself. Now that you know, remember, you don't know what you don't know? Well, now you're consciously competent. So now you're going to see yourself thinking the wrong thought. How do you know when you're thinking the wrong thought? Answer, based on how you feel. That's why I said earlier that the first most important thing, the only thing you do to make this super stupidly simple, is every day monitor how you feel. If you feel good, your objective is to feel better. If you feel bad, to whatever degree, that could be on the low end of the scale, complete depression where you're suicidal, or just bored, or unsure, afraid, feeling grief, anger, hate, any negative emotion. Whenever time you feel that, that is telling you, you are thinking the wrong thought. And just catch yourself whenever you feel bad. And the procedure then is, okay, I feel bad, how do I feel better? I'm going to teach you how to do that. So your goal is always feel better. So I'm going to teach you how to do that. So what we talked about is the basic procedure on getting what you want is first define what you want. You can be specific, general, or just feeling good. You must have a burning desire for what you want, which is high intensity and high power. That means high emotion, high expectation, real excitement, get your juices flowing, be on fire about it, really have an obsession about it. When you do that, when you have what you want and you're obsessed with it and desire it and are excited about it and have anticipation about it and feel good about it when you think about it, then you think about it for a long period of time. That means you're going to be thinking about it all throughout the day with excitement every time you think about it, not feeling bad. If you're feeling bad, that means you're doubting. If you're feeling good, that means you're believing. And you must have belief. And that's the key to getting what you want, and then it will come in. The key element here is once you define what you want, when you think about what you want, how do you feel? You want to increase the feeling to complete excitement, exhilaration, and you ideally want to get to the point of complete expectation. The feeling, when you think about what you want, the ideal feeling is as if there's completely no doubt it's coming. It's as if you've already received it. Not that it's coming in. The ideal feeling you want to get to is that you've already received it. That it's there. And a good example is, how do you feel on Christmas Eve knowing tomorrow it's Christmas and the presents are under the tree? There's no doubt at all, it's complete excitement that it's coming tomorrow. The only difference here is when you have that feeling of anticipation, you don't have to worry whether it's tomorrow, next week, or next month, because the time when it's coming in is completely irrelevant. You let that happen when it's supposed to happen. So you put no time element on it. When you do, it just increases the ability to get doubt. Does this make sense? So let's talk about specifically how to feel good now, because this is the number one challenge. Defining your dream we talked about, but how to feel good now. Because if you, first and foremost, are always monitoring your emotions,